Tonight we wanted to look at the skeptical concept that some claim Jesus never existed. I thought that was, you know, it'd be a strange thing, but I've had a couple of experiences with that very thing. Looking at the claim being made, see, from time to time religious skeptics have made outrageous claims, and these are long remembered because they're so outrageous, they shock people, and then they get passed on down. I got a call one time from Emily Kopp, who was studying at college, and she said she was a student, a young man she was trying to witness to, and he came back spouting the theory of Jesus as a myth. And he was talking about a cycle of religious thought where you have a leader and 12 followers. And he quoted, neoclassical stuff and all that kind of stuff. And for a second, I was thinking, now, how do you contradict this thing? And then I just said to her, you know, this is really stupid. the historicity of Jesus Christ is beyond dispute. You can't just say it didn't happen, you know. I mean, of course you can say it, but that doesn't make any sense. Jeb and I were at a restaurant, and the owner was a Greek. And so he came by, and Jeb said, and he's done this before with Greek people at other restaurants. He said, I've been studying Greek, the New Testament Greek. And always before, people were just happy and, oh my goodness, you know, how great that is that you're studying my language and all that stuff. And this guy just kind of looks and he says something like, well, it's kind of strange that you have, funny, Jesus and the 12 disciples are like Zeus and the 12 gods. And he walked away. And Jeb goes, Zeus and the 12 gods? There weren't 12 gods. Thousands of gods. And, you know, it's just, this is ridiculous. But there it is, twice in my personal contact. People saying these things. Bertrand Russell was a British philosopher, and in the book, Why I Am Not a Christian, he said this, I may say that one is not concerned with the historical question of the historical Jesus. Historically, it is quite doubtful whether Christ ever existed at all. And if he did, we do not know anything about him. So I'm not concerned with the historical question, which is a very difficult one. I'm concerned with Christ as he appears in the Gospels. The fairy tales of the Gospels, evidently, is what he means. Those wonderful stories, this ideal Jesus that we read about in the mythological work. Now, I suppose a philosopher may say such a thing, but no legitimate historian could. This statement is surprisingly ignorant of the facts. So that's the claim that's made, and we'll see in the conclusion that it reveals more about the person making the claim than it does about any of the so-called facts. Well, let's look then at the facts reviewed. Evidence of the New Testament. The New Testament is made of 27 separate documents written in the first century, and this cannot be reasonably disputed. They record the life of Jesus and the beginning of the Christian church, covering the time 4 BC to the AD 90s. In these documents, eyewitness accounts are recorded. 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. These are historical documents, not novels, short stories, legendary ideas. So the evidence of the New Testament is in itself history. But we also have the evidence of a contemporary historian, the Jewish historian to the Romans, Flavius Josephus. Josephus is the Latinized word for Joseph. And Flavius is flavorful, I believe. No, I don't know what it is. Flavius Josephus. He was born in AD 37. So this is right at the time, right after the time of Christ's death. And he wrote in his work, Antiquities of the Jews, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, the teacher of such men as receive truth with pleasure. He drew over to him both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ, the Messiah. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of the principal men amongst us, had condemned him to the cross, those who loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him. And the tribe of Christians, so named from him, are not extinct at this day." He's not a Christian. He's not driving to make a Christian point. He's telling the history as he knew it. Then we have the evidence of early historians, a little later than Josephus. Cornelius Tacitus was a Roman historian. In his book Annals, he wrote about the reign of Nero and referred to Jesus Christ and the existence of Christians in Rome in the 100s AD. This, you know, just speaking of history. In his book Histories, he referred to Christianity while writing about the burning of the Jerusalem temple. The Roman historian Suetonius, AD 120, referred to Jesus or his followers in his Life of Claudius and in Lives of the Caesars. Then Pliny the Younger also mentioned him in his book, The Epistles, 1096. So we have these abundance of references, historical references. So the conclusion, there's only one conclusion. All of these references that I've been listening to you are not little known sources of history. There are far more little known ones. These are some of the major ones. So it's therefore absurd to claim that Jesus never existed. We know more about the life of Jesus than about any other figure in the ancient world. His birth, his life, his death are revealed in much more detail than most ancient figures whose evidence is taken for granted by historians. Roderick Dunkerley, born in 1884, died in 1966. Investigated the evidence of the life of Jesus from the contemporary sources other than the New Testament. Contemporary meaning at the same time. So the early references, but other than the New Testament. And then he gave this conclusion in his book, Beyond the Gospels. Here's what he said. "In none of these various testimonies to the fact of Christ is there any slightest hint or idea that he was not a real historical person. Indeed, it has been argued, and I think very rightly, that myth theories of the beginnings of Christianity are modern speculative hypotheses motivated by unreasoning prejudice and dislike." Then he quotes, "It would never enter anyone's head," says Merezhovsky, "it would never enter anyone's head to ask whether Jesus had lived unless before asking the question, the mind had been darkened by the wish that he had not lived." It's not a matter of history. It's certainly not a matter of research. It's a matter of wishful thinking to say that he didn't exist. Leave me alone. I'm in my ignorance. I don't want to know anything else. So that's not quite a soft answer. We have to work on that one. Think of a little nicer way to deal with it. But it's such a ridiculous claim and utterly without foundation. So the question about Jesus, some claim he never existed. I'm sorry, you don't know what you're talking about. All right, comments or questions?